The 2016 NFL season has been action-packed, and the Raiders have proven they're a team to watch.
Let's go!
Great job. That's all day.
The team is busy around the clock.
On behalf of the Oakland Raiders organization, I would like to give this check to the American Cancer Society.
As the players strive to make the greatest impact on the field.
Bruce Irvin got him from behind.
I'm going to get it, boys.
When we come home, we got the best fans. You know, we should be able to have the biggest home field advantage, go in there and dominate. But we just haven't created that yet. So it's frustrating, but I know, what we need to do in practice and we're going to get better.
Quarterback Derek Carr is confident that this team will continue to develop before their next home game on Sunday Night Football. Welcome to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, Nicole Zaloumis. Before their Week 6 loss at home against Kansas City, the Raiders had won three in a row before their back-to-back road trip to Florida.
Derek, a straight drop and a lob up the right sideline for Amari Cooper. They go right after Parrish Cox on the first play of the game, and he made the catch. Latavius the back, they give it to him straight ahead. Big hole breaks the tackle. 10, 5, touchdown! Raiders!
Great job.
That's all day!
All day, okay, train.
Carr holds him there for a long time, now takes it. Here's pressure, throw ball tipped. Catch by Seth Roberts, runs right by, and in the end zone for a touchdown. What a run by Seth Roberts!
Great catch on the third down.
Good work, team.
You like it here, don't you?
Do what you're coached to do. And do a fade.
Now throws up the right seam ball. Deflected and intercepted by Reggie Nelson. Throws middle. Fluttering ball. Intercepted by Sean Smith. He took it away. Sean's got the ball. Interception Raiders. Yes. Fourth down and four. Here's your game.
They got to throw it now. Got to throw it.
Mariota rolling left. Rolling and throwing for the end zone. TJ Carey up the back. No flag. The Raiders take over on downs. The Raiders will win the game in Nashville.
What's better than having two? Three. Having three. Let's go get three next week. Right, let's go. Bring it up. Here we go. One, two, three. Raiders.
You take control. You're competitive.
With time over the middle, and it's caught in midfield by Crabtree.
And I feel like we ain't blink in the huddle.
Suggs coming.
We just went out there and executed.
Raiders the touchdown. Could tie at the point after. Could put him ahead. Derek looking. Lob over the end zone for Crabtree. Did he get both feet down? Touchdown! Raiders!
Holy
Michael Crabtree did it again.
Oh my.
His third touchdown of the game.
Let's go!
Dominating these boys, man. They don't snow. We win.
Win on three. 1, 2, 3.
The Raiders blitz. Kyle Joseph, Flacco throws, juggling. Incomplete. The Raiders take over. The Raiders will win the game as the defense again does it at the very end.
This is a team now that really believes they can go anywhere and win a ball game.
It's an old-school AFC West showdown today as the San Diego Chargers visit the Oakland Raiders. Phillip Rivers of the Chargers trying to finish, whereas Derek Carr and the ever-evolving Raiders are looking to take another step.
Get in three plays, man. Three plays, that's it.
Going to throw a deep ball up the left seam for Benjamin. Intercepted by Sean Smith.
Great work, man.
Hey, do more than you look, okay?
All right. Tell me.
Carr in the gun. Rashard to his left. Amari has that outside leverage there against Williams. Going to go right, though, for Crabtree for the end zone. He's got it. He's got it. Touchdown. Two, they go for the end zone.
Let's win this thing together. We are both. Let's go. On three. One,
1, 2, 3.
Ah! By right hash, 36-yard field goal for Josh Lambeau. Only missed one field goal all year. Wind will snap. Even the rookie punter dropped the ball. Kaiser, the Raiders take the ball.
What happened? I didn't see it.
Drew Kaiser with a monumental mistake. He shanked a punt earlier, and the holder, that ball was delivered right in his hands by Mike Wint, and he simply dropped the football.
And the Oakland Raiders have hung on and have defeated the San Diego Chargers 34-31. Execution in the fourth quarter again.
Welcome to rainy Northern California. Heavy weather here in the Bay Area. It has been raining for the last 3 hours straight. They took the tarps off about an hour ago. We are in week 6, but this seems like a very important game, especially for this division.
This is the best Raider team I've seen in the last decade. They have the talent to make the playoffs. As for the Chiefs, they've been up and down, but the one thing I do know about head coach Andy Reid, he knows what it takes to get his team to the finish line.
Play together, stay together. Play fast, physical, communicate.
Win in the division to win your division. Let's get it done today. Go, Raiders on 3. 1, 2, 3. Raiders!
They're going to throw. Five-step drop and a comeback route left. Caught by Amari Cooper. A missed tackle by Steven Nelson. Amari sped off of it and made that a 16-yard catch and run. Derek, a shotgun snap. Looking middle. Throws and it's caught. Inside the red zone, Amari Cooper for a gain of 19 yards. Derek Carr out of the gun. Looking end zone. Lobs one for the back. It is caught. Andre Holmes catch that. Touchdown! Raiders! Alex looking right. Now ducks out. Will be tripped up and sacked. Back on the 43-yard line, Khalil Mack. Link will get his second sack of the year there.
Look at the strength. He's used just that left arm. He pushes Fisher right down. Is able to get the sack on Alex Smith. Khalil Mack is a handful at the defensive end position.
You better believe it.
Let's go! Good job.
Roberts inside of Crabtree. Carr under pressure will throw one down the sideline. Crabtree open. He underthrew him, and it's intercepted by Marcus Peters.
Tight ends again on first and 10. Ware. Sherman a block that opens the door, and there goes Spencer Ware. Deep into Raider territory, taken down in the secondary by Nelson.
And the Raiders are slipping and sliding in their tackling. Very sloppy.
It's Poe, the catch, the bulldozing move, and a touchdown. The Chiefs have beaten the Raiders for a fourth consecutive time and 6 of the last 7.
We'll take our lumps. They beat us today. They earned that victory today. And they earned that one game. That's what it is, one game. So we'll move on.
We didn't do good enough at all. I mean, that was bad. You know, that was bad performance by us. But we know who we are. You know, we know what we can do, but we got to go back and get to work.
To be continued. Simba, of course. Receiver, linebacker, or running back. Steph Curry. Probably you have to say Martin. Frosted Flakes. First car, AMG Benz.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis. Rookie safety Carl Joseph has made an impression on this Raiders defense since his debut in week 3. I recently had the chance to sit down with Carl on the Silver and Black Show. You made your debut with the Raiders week 3. Take me back to having to sit there and be patient and then getting the call and making the most of that opportunity.
It was a tough time for me. I just had to stay mentally and physically prepared and ready. I understand the reason behind it, and it was in the long run going to be the better for me. So I had to just stay ready. Never knew when I was going to get my opportunity. So it was tough because, you know, I've never had to sit back and watch from the sideline. I got to see it from a different perspective. So, it was good for me, though.
Well, you've made the most of your opportunity so far, and that happened especially against a division rival in San Diego. Go back to your first career interception. What was that pick like?
Man, it felt amazing. Felt like that's what I needed to kind of get a confident boost that, you know, after not playing football for almost over a year. So it felt great. Definitely left, you know, I told some reporters after the game, I probably thought about some of the plays I missed more than the ones I did make. But it definitely felt good to get that first pick.
Perfectionists usually say that. Yeah. I want to look at your style of play because it's really aggressive. Before you were drafted, we were seeing video of you. And even though there's a lot of naysayers that say you're undersized, that aggression out there is something that stands out. Have you always been like that? Something you were taught?
Yeah, I've always played like that. I believe that's the only way you can play this game. You got to be intense, and I'm a very aggressive person. So I've been like that since I started playing Pop Warner. I still have that linebacker mentality, played linebacker in Pop Warner and in high school.
What's your response to those naysayers that maybe look at you and the reports are that you're undersized for your position?
There was never no response. I'm just letting my play speak for me. So, I play with a chip on my shoulder. I believe that's what got me this far, so I'm going to keep doing that.
You're from Haiti. You stayed in Haiti during the draft.
Right.
What was the decision behind staying at home?
It was a decision something I always thought about doing and dreamed about it. As a kid growing up, I always thought, if I got a chance to do it. Of course, I always thought about going to the draft day and stuff like that. But I always thought that would be something special to do with my family, especially since I still have a lot of family over there. And, my mom's family. Just something that I wanted to do for my parents. I know they would really appreciate it. So when I told them that was my goals and my plan I wanted to do, and, you know, they was excited about it. And just to see that look on their face and how proud they was to go back and share some light on my country where I came from. It was something special.
Well, seeing that pool and that view, I don't blame you for staying in Haiti. What has been the biggest transition from college to the NFL? I know a lot of people talk about the speed, but what has that transition been like for you?
I think more so is the preparation that goes into it. I think that's what people don't see. I think the biggest thing for me was really just learning how to study film in a different way than I did in college and understanding the way offense work in the NFL. So that's one thing I had to do and learn.
You guys hit the road for 2 weeks. You guys
right.
are staying over for a week. How are you preparing to face this challenge?
I'm excited about it. You think I'm motivated? I definitely didn't like the results after that loss. So I think some of those guys feel the same way. So I'm excited about it, especially for me going back home. My first game, my family will get to see me play in the NFL. So I'm excited, I'm motivated, and I'm ready.
Go-to song is, now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. Yeah, that R. Kelly, Ignition. That's my go-to song, man.
Me and my cousins had one, it was If I Ever by Shy.
Britney Spears.
Mac Dre, Feeling Myself.
Go-to karaoke song would be Charlene by Anthony Hamilton.
My go-to karaoke song is You Know My Name by Chris Cornell, because I love the James Bond theme songs, and they're the only songs I can actually hit the notes.
When you take a life, do you know what you'll give? Odds are you won't like what it is.
Good thing they didn't ask me to do karaoke. Welcome back to the show. I'm Nicole Zaloumis. October is already nearing its end, but all 32 teams in the NFL made it a priority to support Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Here at the Raiders headquarters, we had a special event that I was honored to be a part of. Check it out.
Welcome to the first annual BCA Fashion Show. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Tonight, we have a fashion show, we have a makeover, and we celebrate those women so that we can eventually get to the point where the word breast cancer is no longer in our vocabulary.
I'm just here to represent the Burt's Bees brand. We're a proud sponsor of the Oakland Raiders, and we had the opportunity to sponsor this great event and celebrate these very strong women who are battling breast cancer and have so far conquered their fight. So we're just excited to be a part of that and be able to support these women to help spread the awareness.
But we're here to just help these ladies feel comfortable in their own skin, you know, help them feel good, help them feel better, and let them know that, you know, we're here to support them as well.
A couple of them telling me they were shy and nervous, so I wanted to get them, you know, loosened up a little bit and have fun with it, enjoy. You know, it's their night, so I just wanted to make it special for them.
It means a lot to me. You know, I just want to be able to lend a helping hand because I'm pretty sure that I feel like if someone was in that position and my grandmother felt like she needed someone to talk to, that someone would be there for her. So I'm just happy to do what I can in whatever way I can.
My mom is a breast cancer survivor, so, you know, that was even more the reason for me to do it. So, you know, I was happy about that. And, you know, it was such a great time to come out here. The ladies had fun. Events like tonight is definitely, like, something that I was happy to be a part of.
And on behalf of the Oakland Raiders organization, I would like to give this check to the American Cancer Society for their Look Good, Feel Good program. $5,000 just for their program that, you know, you guys inspire us, and we want to keep inspiring you.
Energy is fantastic. I mean, the players are here in support of the families. All the families are here. And, you know, that's what it's about, is providing support for these women as they take this battle on, so they know they're not alone. So just excited to be a part of it.
Since the NFL's A Crucial Catch campaign began, the NFL has helped raise nearly $15 million for the American Cancer Society. In addition to the fashion show, the Raiders also helped out in the community. In an effort to help students in the Hayward Unified School District lead healthy and active lifestyles, the Raiders and California Milk Advisory Board came together to award a $20,000 hometown grant.
Well, our partnership with the Raiders for Fuel Up to Play 60 has been really, really tremendous. It allows us to really talk about both sides of being active and healthy.
Die for it.
Over at the East Bay Center for the Arts, Michael Crabtree and his Crab 5 Foundation joined forces with the Take Me to the River Education Initiative to boost support for music and constructive creative force.
Coming up here and seeing these kids, I mean, it's just motivating.
What y'all was doing up here, I was doing all that. I was playing the piano, drums, I was singing, but nobody was in there. Nobody was there.
Follow your dreams, whatever it is you want to be. You want to be an actor. A musician, whatever it is you want to do, don't let nobody stop you.
The Silver and Black also got the chance to partner with a local ballet folklorico group to educate youth about its significance to the heritage of Mexico and Latin American culture.
I think it's very important to celebrate all cultures. I think that everyone has an important contribution to society, and I feel like we should really dive in and focus on, you know, making sure that we understand everyone and that everyone understands each other.
The big thing in this league is being consistent. You can't be inconsistent, and that's where teams are too good. They're going to make you pay. So you just got to continue to you know, be consistent. We'll make a play, keep making plays, stacking good plays on top of each other.
He played in two Super Bowls for the Seattle Seahawks, and since arriving here in Oakland, linebacker Bruce Irvin has been working hard, establishing his role on this Raiders defense.
They are a match made in football heaven. A quarterback's worst nightmare. On one end, All-Pro Khalil Mack. On the other, Super Bowl champion Bruce Irvin.
As time, Cox does not throw. Now hit, fumbles the ball away, and the Raiders may have it on the 20-yard line. Bruce Irvin got him from behind.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it, boy.
You know, when people look at the Raiders, you think just dudes talking junk, dirty, and that's all me. That's all me. So it was the perfect fit.
Just win, baby, just win.
Right there. Go. Get that bag out there, Bruce.
After joining the Raiders, Irvin encountered some familiar faces from his four seasons in Seattle. Super Bowl 48 MVP, Malcolm Smith. and Raiders defensive coordinator Ken Norton Jr.
He's a great coach, man, great mentor. You know, I look at him as a father, a brother, a coach. You know, he did a lot for me in Seattle. You know, I came in as a defensive end, but Norton took it upon himself to make me a linebacker. That pretty much saved my career.
He really loves being here. He really understands and loves the way we're going to use him.
Reunited with the coach he saw two Super Bowls with, number 51 has quickly transitioned into his role on the Raiders' defense, as well as his role in the locker room.
It's a young group, so you got a lot of guys who are willing to listen to the older guys. So they didn't bring me here to be a follower. I'm coming in to be a leader.
Just to have him around here and not only being the player that he is, but having the experience that he's had, is beneficial to everybody in the locker room.
Let's get it! Let's go, D.
And he did not go feet first. He fumbled the ball on the 24-yard line, and the Raiders may have it. They do.
Obviously, our coaches and front office are very excited about his ability and his skills. Anybody would be. So he's a great fit for us. I think he brings a lot of the stuff that we could use.
Specifically, the tenacious linebacker brings toughness, versatility, and experience from playing with a championship defense.
Seattle, we wasn't always as good as we were. You know, we started just like we starting here. I know the blueprint how to get to the Super Bowl, you know, and that's running the football and playing good defense. That's the recipe.
Thanks for watching. For all the news and notes on the team, make sure you head to Raiders.com. Until next time, go Raiders!